5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where you're at. Going down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Saying everything is groovy when your tires are flat.
Well, a lot can happen in the space of, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks or so, can't it? A win at a Premier League ground in the FA Cup, a win at the league leaders in the Championship, and then a resounding defeat at home at Hillsborough to Blackburn last weekend. And you thought it was all doom and gloom, but no, another victory today at Loftus Road against QPR in the FA Cup fourth round. It's just ended there at the Kind Prince Foundation Stadium. Goals from Morgan Fox and Sam Winnell putting the R's to bed. Naki Wells with a very, very late consolation. It was potentially squeaky bum time. Joe Lumley, the QPR goalkeeper, coming up right at the death. It nearly fell for him too, but a victory for the Owls. 2-1 today against Queen's Park Rangers to kind of banish kind of the memories of that defeat to Blackburn on home soil last weekend. It is, of course, Wigan next up in the Championship. That's on Tuesday. We're going to be getting into all of that and more on this, the Sheffield Wednesday Fan Show here on Love Sport. Me, Matt Beadle, joined by Rich Miller from A Different Gravy, Not Just Another Sheffield Wednesday Podcast, and Dan Fudge from Wednesday Week. Hello, Rich.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you, boss. Great to have you on the line. And hello, Dan.
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. Going to enjoy the next 25 minutes, half an hour or so. But first, we've got to touch on the result. Rich, I'll come to you first, through to the fifth round of the FA Cup.
Yeah, very pleasing result and in some ways surprising. I think QPR are probably one of the better teams we've hosted at Hillsborough this season and did a bit of a number on us there. So wasn't filled with a huge amount of confidence on the back of a 5-0 trouncing and then going to their place. So yeah, very, very pleasing result to come away with a 2-1 win and be in the hat for the next round.
And the fifth round, you'd have to say, Dan, is where the magic really does start to come to life. The fifth round always has something special about it, and we can go and talk all day about the magic of the FA Cup. We're not going to do that because it still exists. It's still there. It's still there for us Football League fans anyway. But Dan, a good result and yeah, great to be into the fifth round.
I don't know. I don't know if there are going to be some Sheffield Wednesday fans disagreeing with me out there. I mean, it's great to try and banish some of the hoodoo from Saturday. But I genuinely, when you, the last 4 or 5 years since Deipon Chansiri came in and we decided we were loaded, I've really gone against wanting a cup run. I don't want one. I want to concentrate on the league and, you know, absolutely batter that and concentrate on that. You know, it just, for me, it seems like an unwelcome distraction. I mean, what about you, Rich? What do you think?
I know what you mean. It's because the monetary value isn't quite as highly prized, we think at least. It does lose a bit of luster, but this is the bit where it starts to get a bit more exciting again, because you're then talking that kind of maybe quarterfinals, semifinals. But as you say, we've hopefully maybe got bigger fish to fry this season in terms of, well, either a promotion push or a survival race, depending on what the EFL decide to punish us with. I do know what you mean.
I have to say, it was a run of 4 consecutive defeats against QPR that you've ended. So that's a good thing to get out of the way. The other thing, Dan, is Gary Monk's comments. And he said quite a lot this week, as he always does, to be fair, as every manager has to now, with the saturation media analysis of every club and the constant press conferences and interviews, etc., etc. But he did say this is not just a cup tie. It's a game we need to win. I thought that was quite a strong comment.
It was a strong comment. You know, it's all well and good saying this is a game we need to win. But the guy's made 6 changes. I mean, there was 5 people on that pitch who were going, yeah, we need to win it. The other 6 are going, I'm happy to get a run out, lads. You've got Adebayo. Adebayo 2 weeks ago getting told, if you want to leave, you can get yourself off if you want, pal. And then he's playing in this game that apparently we need to win. I think, you know, it seemed a little bit like, I'm being very negative, aren't I? But it seemed very tongue-in-cheek. It seemed like... Yeah, it is a game we need to win so the fans don't shout to get me sacked, please. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do get what you mean. It's almost lip service in a sense that some managers perhaps do say that. I guess you've got to make sure you say the right thing, because a lot of managers tend not to. Sabri Lamouchi, I think what did he say? It would be a huge surprise. We got no chance of beating Chelsea in the third round, and that one pretty much went to bed straight away. He fielded, I think it was 6 academy players, both on the bench and in his starting lineup. But Rich, in terms of, I guess, banishing the memory as well of that 5-0 defeat last week, that is also a psychological aspect that we can look at as a positive of today.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge surprise, the 5-0 defeat, because it had come on the back of 2 pretty good results. But it's now looking kind of night and day, the difference between our away form and our home form, because I think that's the thing. I mean, obviously getting the win, it kind of washes the mouth out a little bit from the 5-0 defeat, but it was a defeat at home, and we've lost 3 on the bounce at home, and really that's the big thing, is we need to start picking up some results at Hillsborough and giving people something to feel a bit more excited about. It's feeling a bit like we had a season where Stuart Gray was the manager, and sort of technically it was the best season we'd had in about 20 years or something like that in terms of where we finished in the table. But at home, we were miserable. And I think that's the thing most people come away with, is if you want to feel good going home from the match on a Saturday, that's the main thing. When you're not going to go up or go down, which there's a good chance of that this season for us, you want to come away with a smile on your face from Hillsborough, and all too often we've not been able to do that, whether it's teams sitting in and being very hard to break down, or in the case of Blackburn, just absolutely trouncing us. So I think that's the sort of the balance we need to strike, is we need to find a way to play at home as well as we do on the road, basically.
I'll tell you what, Rich, that's really interesting, actually, that you mentioned Stuart Gray. I've been lambasted on our podcast that I've made correlations between Gary Monk and Stuart Gray. And the reason being is, it isn't the way we set up on the pitch. I think Gary Monk's quite refreshing from the days gone by of Carlos, because he will set up a formation that he believes is the right formation for that team. Whereas Carlos was very much, this is the way we play, allow it. Do you know what I mean? Tonight smacked of what I would call Stuart Gray football. We went 1-0 up, and we decided, that's enough for us. We're all right now. We're in front, lads. We can, hang your boats up. Let's just attempt to keep it out. And then we bring on Atinu at the end, and hopefully he can bludgeon one in. And tonight he was the one that started the move for the second goal we scored.
Yeah,
I feel that there is a little correlation there of the two managers of Stuart Gray and Gary Monk, and it's only that tiny bit that 1-0 for me as a supporter isn't enough. It's such a slim line margin, but I'm not a fan of it.
No, well, we've been caught sitting on those 1-0 leads a couple of times already this season. I mean, we went through a run of doing it every game. We seem to have got rid of that a little bit, although when Cameron Dawson passed it to their striker today, I was having some flashbacks.
Yeah, I must admit, it did make it a little bit, 5p, 50p for the last 3 minutes. I was struggling with that.
Gents, now, we know that, I mean, football's bonkers anyway. If I've learned anything this season in particular, just throughout the three tiers of the Football League, it is carnage as to what is going on in terms of the close-fought nature of both the promotion push and the relegation push, and the fact that everybody is so squeezed in between as well. But we saw, of course, the six games across November and December, the four wins in that time. And then that was followed with the three defeats, like we've mentioned, against Stoke, Cardiff and Hull.
Yeah.
We then had, the response against Brighton. Yes, a weakened Brighton sign, but we had that response. We then had the brilliant performance at Elland Road. How can we justify what happened last weekend? I cannot put my finger on it.
I don't know where to start. it's incredible. So, as you say, we had two outstanding results going into this game. And as some people may know, I live in Southampton. And I was taking up two of my friends who were Blackburn supporters, and I kind of went, I tell you what, lads, we'll go to Hillsborough, we'll go out for a night out in Sheffield, we'll have a good time. And we were like batches for each other, the classic start, you get your first dark fruits in at 7 a.m. and we're on the train and we're, don't you know, pumping up. You've got, and we're, and then by 20 past three, I was astounded at what I was seeing. I don't think anybody, because for me it was kind of like a pity trip for them. You know what I mean? I'd be like, it's all right, lads. Yeah. We'll forget about the football, knowing full well that had we have won, I'd have been unbearable around Division Street. You know what I mean? But by 20, this is the worst game of football I've ever seen. We were so poor out of the blocks. We played Bannon in a different midfield role. Jacob Murphy, I don't know if he put his shoes on the right feet or whether he was still napping. He looked like the one that started drinking on the train at 7 a.m. I know that the red card has been rescinded since and it changed the game and the like, but I still believe we'd have probably lost minimum 3-0, regardless of the red card anyway.
Agree with that, Rich?
Yeah, I think there's... We've got the team with the longest average sort of player stay in the whole division. So I think like the average for most of the teams in the division is 500 or 600 days. And for our team, it's like more than double that. So most of them have been playing together for a long time. And I think sometimes there's good bits of that, because obviously you'd hope they've kind of got each other's backs. And we do sometimes see the positives of it. But it does seem to feed into this odd complacency. We seem to have a really big tendency to kind of pat ourselves on the back. And then it sticks with us in games like that Blackburn game. So, yeah, it was like they were all still congratulating themselves for how well they did against Leeds, well into the next 90 minutes that they were playing a completely different football team. It is really hard to understand how you end up with the same 11 players doing such a terrible job when they've been so fantastic the week before. But I do think part of the thing of playing at home is that's where we really start to miss the quality of Stephen Fletcher. It's been a huge, huge loss. And that poor run of form in late December or sort of around the Christmas period, that all coincided with losing Fletcher. And he's out, I think, for another sort of nine, 8-9 weeks. Mm. So we're going to have to find a solution, whether that's a new player or somebody from within the current squad. But until we sort of figure out something new, I think it's going to be pretty miserable at home, unfortunately. Not saying I think I want to be predicting and hopefully something that I'm proven wrong with. But I just don't know what we've got to build around within the current squad. Nuiu's the most obvious option, but he's such a frustrating player in so many ways because he comes on and has these wonderful cameos like he did against Leeds, like he did this evening. And you think, oh, great, we'll start him in the next game. And he doesn't do anything he does less in the sort of 60, 70 minutes he's on the pitch than he did the previous 15 that he was on. So it's hard to know what the best way forward is, I think, really.
It absolutely is, Rich. That was Rich Miller there talking from A Different Gravy, not just another Sheffield Wednesday podcast. We've got Dan Fudge on the line from Wednesday Week as well. We're going to be getting into that transfer talk. But just to finish this section, we mentioned Barry Bannon there. He has tweeted, didn't play tonight, of course. Go on the boys, brilliant tonight. Fans deserve that unreal turnout Friday night away in the cup and after the last result. Brilliant. Safe journey home.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's the Sheffield Wednesday fan show here on Love Sport. Me, Matt Beadle, joined by Rich Miller from A Different Gravy, not just another Sheffield Wednesday podcast. Dan Fudge on the line with us as well from the Wednesday Week. We are reflecting, well, we pretty much have done reflected on that victory this evening. FA Cup fourth round at Loftus Road. 2-1 there for the Owls. They go into the hat for the fifth round. But next up, it is, of course, Wigan in the Championship. Wigan down in those relegation spots. And a victory earlier on in the season, of course, back in October, Massimo Luongo, his red card in that game against Blackburn has been overturned. So he will be available for selection. But gents, I just want to come to you first on some quotes from Gary Monk as well. I know we've spoken a lot about what he said already on the show, but he always is very honest, very opinionated, quite forthright in his interviews. And Dan, he's talked a lot about the culture and mentality of the club moving forward. And he said, you know, as most managers do when they take over at Sheffield Wednesday, it's a big job. There's a lot of work to be done. My opinion hasn't changed on that. But the bigger picture is changing the culture and mentality. He said that's his determination, but it needs fight, it needs time, and it needs an attitude towards it.
I found that really interesting. Reason being is there was this period after Carlos where the mustachioed man came in, whose name we can't mention, and he cut his teeth in Germany, where it's very much fitness based. And he said, "I'm really astounded how overweight these players are, and how a lot of them can't run." And his regime was supposed to be about fitness, and then he was dreadful. You know, she should have also, as well as the fitness, worked on how to play football and or coach it. And then Steve Bruce came in, and I think the mentality changed. There was definitely a lot more swagger from some of our players. And then when the season started, and then Steve Bruce had departed, and we had Lee Bullen in charge. You know, there's a few players carrying a fair bit of timber. Jordan Rose looks like, since Gary Monk's has been in charge, looks like he's lost 2 stone. You know, there was a well-documented picture of Adam Reach, who looked like he'd got a hemorrhoid pillow stuffed up the front of his shirt. You know what I mean? It was a really a change of culture, and I feel that as Rich says, you know, a lot of these players have been at the club for a serious amount of time, and with that comes a level of complacency, and I feel that we haven't upset the apple cart in the last 4 years as much as what we have done since. And granted to him, Steve Bruce's signings came in, and all of a sudden there was challenge for a shirt. So you had players like Massimo Luongo come in, and Odabaju, who, if I'm honest, hasn't really worked out. And there have been these Kadeem Harris, for example, playing on the other wing, and Reach playing down the sides. You know, we're starting to drop and think about players like Fernando Forestieri, and there's all these rumours of players wanting Christmas off and us believing it, and apparently they're injured. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all speculation. You never know how true these things are. But I agree with him. There is definitely something that we don't know about the culture at Sheffield Wednesday. And I think that Gary Monk, being a young manager, is going to whip that into shape. I feel that a lot of his comments, just like you, were, hey, don't look at me. It's what these guys have been up to, because I know we've just been beat at home 5-0, but it's not my fault, lads. There's an element of that, of course. But I still believe that there is something not quite right with the attitude of the players. I believe that there are probably cliques and there are factions and loners and things like that. And I feel that that's something that might need to change.
Do you get that, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, there's always so much speculation about that sort of internal politics within a squad. So we never quite know. We might be absolutely on the money with some of the theories, but you never quite know for sure. I do think we've seen it. We've seen an improvement in the fitness. I just wonder. I mean, presumably during the, because the players are now so pored over, all the statistics are looked at and things like that, and during training they wear these like little sports bra bibs, so that they're every step and you know, every calorie they eat and things like that is tracked. It just seems strange to me. Presumably if there was some drop off in the training between Leeds and Blackburn, that would have been something that the team would notice, and you'd think then you sort of interject and make changes. It must be something beyond what they're doing every day on the training ground, and maybe even what they're doing within matches. And as, if it's something sort of some psychology or something like that, then it's going to take time to turn that round. And it would be nice to see Monk given the resources and the time to sort of build a squad in his image. I don't think he's ever really had a chance to do that at a club. He sort of had one season stints where it's been mostly promising, and then some odd thing seems to happen and he disappears in a hurry. So it would be nice to see what he can do with a bit more time on his hands, and hopefully some resources to spend on players. And if he can shape a squad, what does Sheffield Wednesday look like in a year's time could be quite an interesting conversation.
Well, he said, hasn't he, that we are closing in on transfer targets. Now, I've pretty much said this in all of the fan shows we've done tonight, gents, is that we are, a week away from the 31st of January. This is another example that you can just see, can't you? 31st of January, Jim White practically been absolutely busting at the seams on Sky Sports News. There's some sort of appointment has been, or some sort of decision has been made. Someone's been brought in. But you've spoken about Stephen Fletcher and the fact, you know, 12 goals cannot go unnoticed. The second top scorer, you're looking at Kadeem Harris with 3. You're looking at Jordan Rhodes with 3. They were all scored in one game, for crying out loud. Surely it's crying out for a striker.
I think we've got loads, though. You know, Rich, I don't know if you're like me. We know that in Sam Winnall, for example, there is a striker that can score goals. I know that lives inside him. It's the same with Jordan Rhodes. But we seem to have this Sheffield Wednesday version of these established championship strikers who have got a history of scoring goals. And for some reason, we can't seem to pull that out of them. I find it incredible. And you know, we definitely need to offload a few before some come in, because as you say, transfer deadline's approaching, and personally I cannot abide transfer deadline day. For me, it's
horrendous.
Like It's like doing your coursework on the bus on the way to school after you've had 3 months to do it. Do you know what I mean?
It absolutely is. Gents, it has been nothing but a pleasure having you both on this evening. We didn't really get a chance to get into the Wigan game, but before you go, I guess I've got to push you. Rich, I'll come to you first. Prediction for Tuesday?
I hope we can pick up a result there, particularly it being on the road. Yeah, I think we'll probably sort of get a win by the odd goal, maybe 2-1, like this evening.
Lovely stuff. Dan?
This would be a great opportunity to get one of those Will Grigg 1-0 up the ticks, come on type of things. But I genuinely feel like it's going to be 3-0 to the Wednesday.
Lovely stuff. Rich and Dan, thank you very much for joining me. That was Rich Miller from A Different Gravy, not just another Sheffield Wednesday podcast, and Dan Fudge from The Wednesday Week. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Two top blokes talking about the team that they love. The team that are now through to the fifth round of the FA Cup. Sheffield Wednesday getting a win at the Crown Prince Foundation Stadium this evening against QPR. Morgan Fox and Sam Winnell with the goals. Naki Wells did get one in the 93rd minute of injury time, or the third minute of injury time, I should say, but not able to pull the result back for QPR. So Sheffield Wednesday in the hat for the fifth round. Next game is, of course, against Wigan on Tuesday. We'll give you all the reaction to that one next week on the Sheffield Wednesday Fan Show, 10 p.m. on Love Sport. See you then.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter. We'll be right back.